We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning now. 7:47 here on this Thursday morning with Steve and Ted. Now, three big things. Kansas gasoline prices up 2 cents a gallon over the past week. 10 cents cheaper than last year at this time. House begins testimony in first impeachment hearing in more than two decades. More testimony Friday. One. Wichita baseball team has a name. Wind surge. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning I've gotten a call from one of our traffic trackers. And we were noticing that the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area are a little all over the place. As high as $2.29. I was seeing an average around $2.24. One of our traffic trackers called in this morning, and traffic tracker Nathan told us that 21st and Andover Road, two prices there, $2.06 and $2.01. That's at 21st and Andover Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 49 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 27. Then Friday sunny, tomorrow's high 56. Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour and 33 degrees. 7:48, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And our KNSS Steve and Ted poll question today. Well, we're retiring the Thanksgiving question, the Thanksgiving dinner. Traditional turkey or some other main dish. We had 2% say, voting for tofurkey or some other plant-based alternative. 2% voted for pork. 8% for brisket or other beef entree. 11% came in for ham. And, of course, traditional turkey got 78%.
Oh.
How about that?
Hey, speaking of tofu, during my vacation, I watched the tofu turkey episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
I don't think I ever saw
Raymond's
that.
Mom cooked a tofu turkey one year.
Yeah. I can imagine what...
I was laughing out.
What his dad said.
Oh, it's very funny.
That's good? Okay. Well, we got a new question on the webpage on our poll. You can go check it out at knssradio.com. The Wichita Wind Surge, is this a good team name for our city? Yes or no? Jad, what was the last tally on that? What, we had about 9-1?
And it keeps growing. We're now at 94-6.
94% saying no, it's not a good name, and 6% like it, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
And we've even got a famous Wichitan chiming in on Twitter. This wasn't directed at us. This was just kind of directed out there. Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley, yeah.
Yeah, she votes that they should have been called the Wichita Wings.
Okay.
She doesn't like the name Wind Surge.
Okay.
Although isn't...
I thought we already had the Wings.
Yeah. That, okay. I don't know if you could actually get away with that or not.
The Wings are currently a franchise.
Yeah, they are. I know.
Okay. You can't right. have two teams...
At the same
in yeah, the town with the same name.
All right, we had another day and another record on Wall Street.
The Dow and S&P closing at new all-time highs, with Disney driving both indexes after the Mouse House reported that it hit 10 million signups for its streaming service Disney Plus just 24 hours after it launched. The news, coupled with an upgrade from Credit Suisse, pushed Disney shares to all-time highs, the stock closing up 7%. The S&P notching its 100th record close under the Trump administration. The Nasdaq closing lower, but only by about 4 points. Markets largely shrugging off the impeachment drama and focusing instead on fundamentals, as Fed Chair Jay Powell says he sees sustained expansion for the U.S. economy. Gold and oil were both higher on the session as well. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Walmart is raising its profit expectations with online sales surging 41%
wow.
for the third quarter. World's biggest retailer reported particularly strong sales in the grocery aisle, where competition is growing increasingly fierce. All right, 7:51 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Local healthcare providers sharing patient information. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the St. Louis parent company of Wichita's Via Christi Health System says it's sharing patient information with Google, while Ascension says the Google partnership will enhance the experience of patients and caregivers. The Wall Street Journal reports that the hospital company is sharing information that amounts to a complete health history, including patient names and dates of birth. Ascension says the partnership is compliant with the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, also known as HIPAA. Larksfield Place's CEO has taken a new job. Reg Hyslop is the new CEO of Oakwood Lutheran Senior Ministries in Madison, Wisconsin. Hyslop had been Larksfield Place's CEO since 2011. Larksfield now lists Ed Cornejo as its interim CEO. He's also vice president of healthcare services. Cornejo wasn't available for comment. Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport has announced it'll hold a business travel boot camp. It's an event geared toward travel managers and coordinators. The all-day event will feature speakers from around the region and the country. They'll offer updates on travel technology and tips on how to book travel more efficiently. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, that was a good idea. That's a neat idea, huh? I like that.
What's that?
The what you just called it, their boot camp or
business
whatever?
Travel boot camp? Yeah.
That's a great idea. Huh. Speaking of great ideas, we've got a new name for the baseball team, as you know.
What is it?
It's called the Wind Surge.
The Wind Surge,
yes,
you say?
Yes, and I like it a lot. I just think it's perfect. Now, you grew up in Kansas City, and you went to high school at Shawnee Mission North, was it?
Correct, right.
And what was the mascot at North there?
We were the Indians.
Well, there you go. It's kind of a...
And they are the Indians, I should say.
Kind of a no-brainer there, right? Because, yeah. Of course, I went to Wichita West, and they built the West High in 54, and we became, of course, the Pioneers.
Pioneers, yeah.
Makes sense.
Right.
And Ted's school was the Capon Crusaders,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
All makes sense. So, but you also in Kansas City, the Kansas City Athletics. What? You know, the Athletics is a mascot that is apparently an elephant with a ball bat in its trunk, right?
I guess, yeah.
What does
I
that
think
got
that's
to
what
do?
It was.
What's it got to do with baseball? Although,
and then it had then he Charlie Finley had a bunny that came up out of the ground to give
the ball bunny
the balls.
Yeah.
And he had a mule out in the right field.
Had a mule,
right.
That was the biggest mule I've ever seen. That thing was as big as an elephant. You ever see that mule up close?
No,
Charlie
never did.
Charlie O the mule. Yeah.
Huge.
Now, not many teams are named after mules or donkeys, are they? Yeah, you got Denver Broncos, I guess.
Central Missouri, the Mules.
The Mules.
And the Jennies, yeah.
Okay.
That's right, yeah.
That's about the only one I can think of.
I don't know if there are any jackasses out there.
No, that's probably not a good one.
Oh, there's plenty.
Okay. Yeah, but they're not mascots.
Oh, yeah, mascots. Yeah.
All right, so the polls are running anywhere from, ours is running like 9-1 against the name of the team, and I don't know about you,
just
Bill?
Just looking at social media,
it's brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
So, you got any opinion on this? I mean, I think it's fun, but you know.
I think you look at what we've done over the past 4 or 5 months. It's really been a big buildup and lots of names. They asked us to provide them with names, suggestions for names.
Yeah.
Big buildup. And then they have the Wichita Wind Surge.
Pretty effective marketing at the end of the day, right?
Well, I tell you, they've got people talking about it. That's for sure.
And if I really wanted to be cynical, I really, really wanted to be cynical, I would say, it doesn't matter, because in 3 years somebody's going to build a new stadium and they're going to be out of here.
Well, let's hope they last a little bit longer than that. Yeah.
And I'm being facetious. I know that's not going to happen. I'm just looking forward to seeing some AAA baseball again. How about
you
that?
You bet. Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Celebrate Ted's birthday out there again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Let's
book a suite out there for that, okay?
Right.
All right. 7:55 now, and stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We've got the latest on the House impeachment hearings. Ted has sports coming up, Ted.
Yeah, we'll take a look at some fun times on the ice for the Wichita Thunder last night.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way.
Yes, 8:35 this morning. We'll be sure to hit the entertainment news. And, of course, we'll have our weekly Minute with Mitch.
Oh, got that coming, too.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well as we preview the Chiefs game.
Yeah, all of this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.